KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school sports last night, high school wrestling action. It was the Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament, and Martinsdale St. Mary's came out on top by 2 points, 148.5 points for them. Bedford Lennox was second with 146.5. Southeast Warren, Melcher, Dallas came in third, followed by East Union, Central Decatur, Nottoway Valley, Mount Air, Wayne, and Southwest Valley. Some of the highlighted winners from the area included Mizael Gomez of Bedford Lennox winning at 106 pounds. Nottoway Valley's Elliot Cooney was a winner at 120. Also, it was a win for Bedford Lennox in the upper weight classes as well. Dawson Marshall at 220 and Devin Whipple at 285. Let's look at some of that from the Pride of Iowa Conference Wrestling Tournament. Also, Glenwood competed at a dual tournament over in Blair, Nebraska, and they finished fourth as they went 2-3 on the day. They defeated Fairbury 72-6 and defeated Norris 41-39. They fell 45-24 to Millard North, 47-34 to Columbus Lakeview, and 53-18 to Blair there, as Glenwood, again, finishing fourth there at that dual tournament. Moving on to high school basketball, we had a couple of games for you last night here on the radio. In girls' hoops, it was the Lewis Central Titans knocking in 15 three-pointers on their way to a 66-34 win over Atlantic. Just a barrage from outside, including six of them from freshman Lucy Scott, as she finished with 20 points to lead the way, 14 in the game for McKenna Pettipier, as the Titans got a three-pointer from a number of different players there throughout the game and continued to pour them in as they pulled away. They had a 15-2 early lead as Atlantic really struggled to get the offense going. It turned into a 39-7 advantage by halftime, and the Titans never looked back the rest of the way. 66-34, that final. Other Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig 57-38 over Clarinda, Glenwood 80-51 over Creston, Shenandoah 43-42 over St. Albert. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 65-22 over Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 47-38, Trainer a 61-19 winner over Riverside. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard 50-34 over Bowyer Valley. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 65-17. Glidden Ralston was a 44-31 winner over Arweva. Peyton Sherdan topped Woodbine 57-44. Corner Conference action, East Mills a 53-44 winner over Griswold. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 40-37. Pride of Iowa play, Grandview Christian 49-43 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Southeast Warren beat Twin Cedars 49-30. Other scores had Ballard topping Carroll 40-22. Bishop Heelan was a 60-26 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Panorama 67-52 over ACGC. Ridgeview a 39-28-9 win over OABCIG. And Van Meter topped Earlham 37-29. Also, a couple of other games were postponed. Diagonal and Lamoni, and then that Tri-Center IKM Manning matchup postponed. And on the other side of things, on the boys' side, our second half of the doubleheader had the Atlantic Trojans falling into an early deficit as they got down 10-6 by the end of the first quarter. They trailed by a point at halftime at 22-21, grabbed a lead, though, in the third quarter and held on the rest of the way. They led 34-31 by the end of the third and then picked up a six-point victory, 53-47. Trojans getting that win. They got a big fourth quarter from Ethan Sturm as he hit four threes there in that fourth quarter to help Atlantic stave off any comeback attempt there by the Titans. Oh, one big one late that made it a five-point game at 50-45. to help Atlantic hold on there for the win. He finished with 12 points. They're all coming in on those threes in that fourth quarter. 13 last night from Skylar Hanlos. 10 points chipped in by Dayton Templeton, and then 8 each coming from Craig Allen Becker and Ethan Williams in the contest as Atlantic picks up that win and improves to 2-2 on the year. For Lewis Central, they fall to 2-3. Atlantic will be back at it tonight for a varsity doubleheader, both girls and boys playing this evening against Nottoway Valley. Other boys' scores from last night in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig 47-39 over Clarinda, Glenwood 66-54 over Creston. Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW 69-37 over Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 61-34, Trainer 58-51 over Riverside. In Rolling Valley play, it was Arweva 52-34 over Glidden-Ralston, Bowyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard 72-59, Exira EHK a 65-58 winner over West Harrison, and Woodbine beat Peyton Sherdan 73-45. Corner Conference, East Mills 59-38 over Griswold, and Stanton was a 39-38 winner over Fremont Mills, and in Pride of Iowa, Twin Cedars over Southeast Warren 55-43. Other scores, Bishop Heelan over Thomas Jefferson 58-32, Abe Lincoln 82-46 over Sioux City West, it was Gilbert beating Winterset 66-60, Madrid over West Central Valley 72-41, and Ridgeview a 50-43 winner over Oi BCIG. There were a number of games on the boys' side that were postponed last night. Shenandoah, St. Albert, Diagonal, Lamoni, Sydney, and Essex, and Tri-Center against IKM Manning. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. Moving on to college hoops, Iowa State actually had a lead for a good chunk of the game on the road against the 8th-ranked team in the country in West Virginia, but faltered late. Miles McBride scored 18 points, including the go-ahead free throws with 21 seconds left to lift West Virginia to a 70-65 win. Derek Culver had 18 points and 12 rebounds for the Mountaineers, who scored the final 6 points. They overcame poor shooting in their conference opener by making 14-16 free throws over the final 6 minutes. West Virginia made just one field goal over the final 8 minutes and shot 38% for the game. Rajir Bolton scored a season-high 25 points for Iowa State, which couldn't overcome 21 turnovers, and the Cyclones fall to 1-4 here on the early season. Also in men's college hoops last night, Roman Penn had 25 points as Drake extended their season-opening win streak to 7 games, defeating South Dakota 75-57, as Drake there with that nice victory. In women's basketball, it was the Iowa State women picking up a win over Kansas State in their home conference opener, 91-69 last night there at Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State racing away there to that victory as they continue on a recent run. And for the Drake women, they fell to number 22 Texas as Joanne Allen Taylor had 23 points and 10 rebounds, and Texas wins it 101-80. Audrey Warren added 18 points, and Charlie Collier scored 17 there for the Longhorns. They out-rebounded Drake 39-29 in that contest. The Iowa women were scheduled to play here today, but that game got postponed due to a COVID situation. The Iowa men's basketball team is 3rd-ranked team in the country, and they'll face a tough challenge today as they take on top-ranked Gonzaga in Sioux Falls. It features two of the highest-scoring teams in the country. Iowa averages just over 100 points per game, while the Zags average 93. Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon says it gives the Hawkeyes a chance to build their national resume.
Usually when we're scoring a lot of points, we think that we're the best team in the country, and we want to go out there and show it. Being a statement game, I think we've kind of already shown the kind of team that we have and what we're able to do this year. And I think it's another opportunity, I guess you could say, for us to continue to build our resume for the end of the year.
And Bohannon says a key for the Hawkeyes will be limiting turnovers and Gonzaga layups. Iowa senior center Luca Garza says both teams use similar styles.
I think both teams push the ball. Both teams have shooters, and both teams can score on the inside. So I think it's very similar. I think, both teams are just, really aggressive offensively, and they're just looking to attack. So you definitely see similarities, and we're really excited for this matchup.
Junior guard Connor McCaffrey says transition defense will be a key.
That would be the one thing, because I know that they play fast. They're going to be the same thing about us, because if you want to keep teams out of the hundreds, transition is the first thing you got to stop.
We'll have that one for you on the Hawkeye Radio Network. 10 o'clock is pregame this morning. 11 o'clock will be tip-off there from the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In college football coming up here today, number 8 Iowa State will have to beat number 12 Oklahoma again to win the Big 12 title. The first conference championship game in school history for the 8-2 Cyclones is a rematch against the 7-2 Sooners. Oklahoma's going for their 6th Big 12 title in a row on Saturday. The Sooners have won 6 games in a row since their 37-30 loss to the Cyclones on October 3rd. Iowa State has a 5-game winning streak since its only Big 12 loss to Oklahoma State. That game set for an 11 o'clock kickoff here today at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.